Hey, real talk on Plum. This is an AI tool that reads your project brief, flags the complexity a client glossed over, and spits out a detailed estimate in minutes instead of a Sunday afternoon. That's the pitch in one sentence. The person who actually buys this isn't a freelance developer trying to optimize their workflow. It's more like Marcus, a 44-year-old general contractor outside Scottsdale who's been running crews for 12 years, still quotes jobs on a spreadsheet he built in 2019, and just finished a kitchen reno where he ate $11,000 in scope he didn't catch up front. His wife told him last month he bids too low. He knows she's right. He just doesn't have a better system. Now the honest math is tricky because the page doesn't show pricing, so I'm reading between the lines. The copy claims $18K in average annual savings per freelancer, but the existing messaging still targets freelancers and agencies, not the trades persona the new Plum branding is chasing. If you're selling to contractors at, say, $99 a month, and you can get a few hundred Marcus types to stick, you've got something real. But 400 reviews at 4.9 stars suggests the product is already alive, which is the only number on this page that actually matters. The one reason it could work, that line about learning from your actual delivery data. Every other estimating tool gives you a template. If Plum actually closes the feedback loop between what you quoted and what the job cost, that's compounding value over time. That's genuinely different. Here's the ugly part, and it's real. This space is crowded. HousePro, BuildXact, Jobber, Joist, literally a dozen tools living in the contractor software aisle. And contractors are one of the hardest customer segments in the world to sell software to. They don't read emails, they don't trial things, and they churn the moment something feels complicated. The brand refresh to Plum is smart. The trade's aesthetic is smart. But the page body still reads like it's pitching developers and agencies. That's a disconnect that will hurt conversion with the Marcus audience. There's also no organic signal, no Reddit threads lighting up, no HN discussion, nothing pulling people in on its own. That's not a deal breaker this early, but it means you're building with headlights off. I'd ask three real prospects before another hour of building.